You're listening to RTU 98.5. Well, he's about to play a show here on Saturday. I'm very excited to have on the line with me right now the musical maestro, Mr. Tom Lark. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Liam. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
How is the tour going so far?
Tour's going great. It's been a blast. The shows have been rocking. The drums been drumming.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad to hear. Do you really thrive off performing? Is that like, you know, you have some musicians who really like to record. Others are totally into their live performances. Where do you lie on that spectrum?
I think you switch hats, eh? Like, sometimes I just enjoy, recording and stuff. And what I do most of the time. But then once you kind of get in the mindset of playing shows, it becomes more about, like, thinking about, like, oh, what's going to be the best set list, or what's going to be the... You kind of get stuck thinking about that kind of thing, which becomes equally fun or interesting.
Oh, it's interesting. For your live performance on Saturday, what should the crowd kind of be expecting?
I'm going to play some of the new album, Brave Start, out now, and the crowd can also expect some old jams.
Cool.
For the original fans.
Now, have you adopted any amazing dancing skills? Will you bust a move?
I don't know. Maybe. Do you dance, Liam? Maybe.
No, you could do some cool dancing. No, I can't dance at all. I have two left feet. So, but hey, you're musically talented. So, you've got something going for you. I'm glad you mentioned Brave Star. How have you been enjoying performing that one live?
Yeah, it's cool. I think, I don't know, sort of like translating the songs, you know, to a live or a band context, you always kind of like learn more about them or something. Or
yeah,
like the dynamics
become
more vivid or something. You know, I think it's super cool kind of bringing them out in that regard, as opposed to just kind of like, you know, building up a bunch of tracks or something.
Have any of them really surprised you in how they kind of translate to being live?
There's like a guitar solo that I did on Radio Blaster, and I'm having an absolute blast playing that live.
Oh yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah,
that would be. Yeah. Hella satisfying.
Yeah, it is. I haven't sort of had any opportunity to take any solos for a long time. No one wants to hear that a lot of the time when it's not your, you know, when it's your own music, it's sort of allowed.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, what's interesting is Brave Star was kind of, it was sort of a return to the Tom Lark moniker. And how did you find that after the hiatus, coming back to Tom Lark?
Before I was really nervous, actually.
Okay.
Like, I don't know why, I just wasn't sure how I felt about it, but sort of wanted to do something with these songs. And then it was kind of like, oh yeah, you know, like being back in the familiar car. Something after driving.
Yeah, right.
Feels normal.
I guess the most important question is Your show on Saturday night here in Ōtautahi. What are the details for it? Where can people get tickets?
They can head on over to Wangum Records or go through undertheradar.co.nz and buy one for a friend too, if they want.
Yeah, why not? Don't go alone. Take a friend.
Two.
Hey, well, Tom, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and congratulations on Bravestar, and I'm so happy you're enjoying it, and I've had a few friends go to some of your tours so far, and they've only said incredible things. So, hey, congratulations. You should be so proud of yourself. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for talking to me, Len.